In hopes that this puts you into a toe-tapping, nice, gorgeous, cloudy, rain falling from the heavens mood in the great state of Arizona, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
Do you even realize Mike is teasing you right now? Over your pot comment last hour?
No. Why? What is this? I don't know. I'm not familiar with
this song.
Music.
It's Tom Petty. Okay. Last Dance with Mary Jane.
No. I don't get any of that stuff.
I wasn't sure if you caught that.
No. I don't think Mike
I got
even
your back.
It.
I'm defending you here. All right, Tim.
The chemical-free
and Tucson.
Edition of Rosie on the House, as
Save
always.
Us.
Every edition is chemical-free.
Maybe a little Dunkin' Donuts caffeine.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I bought my house a year and a half ago. It has a flat roof, and going in, we knew that there was some issues of ponding over my garage, at least. And you know, last summer or this summer, I kind of fixed it with a handyman. We went from below and kind of repaired the joist and the plywood that was rotten, and we kind of pushed up to see if we can fix the ponding.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that did not happen. There was still ponding, so we added some elastomere to see if it can kind of level up, and still there is still some ponding. I don't know what next to do, short of replacing that whole section. Can I pour some, remove the elastomere and pour some cement to level it? And since now the structure below it is solid, that's my question.
Well, I would tell you that the problem you're facing isn't unusual with low pitch and flat roofs. And I think what you've found out is that it's very hard to move a puddle of water off your roof. It's very easy to move the puddle, but very seldom are we lucky enough or fortunate enough that it moves off the roof. The question in my mind is, I'm trying to picture, does it just go off of a shed roof, or does it then have to exit the roof by way of scuppers? Scuppers always complicate everything. There isn't a good product for just pouring on top of your elastomeric or priming your elastomeric and pouring over the top of that. Tim, I'm going to tell you your best chance of fixing this and fixing it permanently and forever is to get a foam roofing contractor out to the house, and he can actually re-slope and reshape the roof to positively create drainage and get the ponding completely off the roof. You don't want to go up there with any self-leveling concrete or cement. Way too heavy. It's not made for that application. Do it in foam. And, Romy, was that call coming from Maricopa County?
No, that's Tucson. Castle Roofing is 749-4090.
And he would also want to probably talk to the folks at Lyons Roofing, the two roofers operating in Pima County that are both Rosie certified. Either one of those would have great options. You have to go in there with some, you have to strip the roofing off down to the plywood and recreate the slope and the cant, put in the cant strips that you need and get it off the roof. And foam is going to be one option that allows you to do that. Tim, we appreciate the call. I know that can be a particularly frustrating and exasperating exercise because you put in a lot of time and effort with your handyman to build up this area. Now you've built this area up and the puddle moves over to there. And you're going to chase that puddle forever. Go ahead and bite the bullet and take a look at what it takes to redo the whole area of the roof.
Carol, welcome to the program. Calling with a drainage issue. I bet she's not the only one that has a little bit of drainage problems this morning.
That way a storm like this will manifest it, that's for sure. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. We own a rental property, actually two, that's located in the Garfield Historic District down by Van Buren and 16th Street.
Nice.
Well, not today. The main house in the front is on a crawl space.
Okay.
However, the little two-bedroom, one-bath house in the back is not. It's on a slab.
Mm-hmm.
And when it rains, the water collects in this driveway area and behind the main house, and it's actually now seeping into the little house in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way out is either to, well, I'm no expert, but there's a driveway out to the street from the little house in the back, and there's a an alleyway in the back. But I didn't know if we could actually slope it to where the water would drain out into the alley, if that was legal and all that mumbo jumbo.
Well,
but
right.
I'd really like to get somebody out there that could advise us on how to get rid of this water when it rains.
Yeah, right up until the time you called and described the problem to 100,000 people in all of Arizona, you probably could have done anything you wanted. But most now that you've gone public with your problem, most cities do not want you to drain water off your lot into an alley or back onto the street. They'd like you to retain the water on your property. Now, that can be a problem in those older historic districts where the lots aren't big enough for you to create the drainage areas that you need. So I would tell you the fact that we're getting leaking on the slab on grade is a small indication that we may have a problem with the basic construction of that house or what we have to do with the foundation to waterproof it. But getting rid of the water itself, I'm going to have to defer you to one of our landscaping contractors and see if there's any way that you can create a dry well environment in a corner of the property or a little bit of sloping to keep the water away from the foundation of that home. You can find any one of the landscapers at rosieonthehouse.com. It would be CYC Landscaping. It would be French Accent Landscaping. It would be Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Any of those three are certainly capable of doing a landscape analysis of your property and seeing what they can do with the water. Unfortunately, again, in some of those historic lots, it's a little bit tight, and you don't have a lot of opportunity to do a lot with. Now, with all that said, once the grading and drainage is solved, we can waterproof that house. We can waterproof the foundation of that house. What we can't do is stop the water from coming through the door thresholds. If they're coming through the door thresholds, we have a real dilemma. But if it's seeping through the base of the wall and the foundation, we can waterproof that application. And you can reach us at rosieonthehouse.com, and we'd be happy to come take a look at it for you. It's that time of the show where I'm going to throw it over to my co-host and number one son, Romy Romero. Where are you gonna take us today?
You know, I did not have time to read listener emails this week because I've been busy putting these Santa bag specials together. It's something we've done every year for the last few years, and it's very well received by you, our listening audience. Looking to get some stuff done around the house. You know, practical gifts are becoming more and more popular, and our certified partners want to help you with those. So if you go rosieonthehouse.com. There is an icon there, Rosie's gift bag. There's a link there in the best of Rosie Santa bag, or you could just type in rosieonthehouse.com/holiday, and it'll take you right to the page where we have it all put together. And it's categorized by category, alphabetized by category. Maybe that's what I should have said. Starting off, carpet cleaning. Phoenix Carpet Cleaning. This is neat. If you're a new customer, first time, 10% off any of their packages, and it includes, on top of the 10% off, free protectant for up to 300 square feet. If you're already a customer.
Repeat customer.
At 15% off. So they're,
watch out.
They're giving you a little something extra as a thank you to existing customers. Arizona Chimney Sweep, you can receive $25 off the regular $150 for a chimney cleaning and inspection, and that includes an additional $15 bottle for free of Rutland Fire Starter. Now, this stuff is, I've never used this brand, but it's like fire ribbon, which we've used in Boy Scouts, and it comes in a tube. It's plastic. It doesn't flame up. It doesn't go like gas, and it burns up. So if you've got mildly wet wood, which somebody that may have a stack of wood outside would have today, it burns for a while, so it will, you know, you don't need to keep stuffing paper and stuffing paper and stuffing paper. This fire ribbon will help get it going.
You know, not only do these services lend themselves to doing something at your own home, but again, like you were talking about, these are great gift ideas. Give a house full of clean carpet to your... to your kids or your newlyweds or some new homeowners, a home.
Our last caller was in a historic district, probably a good candidate for someone that actually has an old traditional fireplace. Maybe her kids could get her a fireplace clean, make sure it's running smooth, all that stuff on the inside, the smoke and the creosote buildup. You know, you need to get that off of there. It can be a fire hazard.
Fireplaces are too often way too ignored in Arizona, that's for sure. You do need to get them cleaned.
Now, speaking of fire, if you need some firewood, Paul Bunyan's Firewood in Tempe has a huge selection for if you need traditional wood, if you want a chimney or an outdoor pit, even if you're in a home that was built after the ban on traditional fire or you don't want to burn, you can go outside and still have a fire pit, your chimney, go get a stack of wood there. Or if you've got someone in your home that's a chef or likes to do a lot of smoking, they have pristine pecans and oaks and all kinds of cherry and hickory for the wood-burning chef in your life. So it's Paul Bunyan's Firewood. We also have Rias is offering stuff for whole energy audits. And the biggest one so far on there, if you're looking to do a window and door package or one or the other, Free Light. $500 off any Milgard window replacement of 7 windows and doors or more.
We'll be adding more participants as they jump on board. It's the Santa bag at rosieonthehouse.com, and it's all opportunities that are available. These beat and exceed any other advertised special any place else. You can only find it at rosieonthehouse.com.
/holiday.
So we have a lot of fun with it. The next couple Saturdays, the topic of the show is actually going to be gift ideas for your gardener, landscaper, handyman, handywoman, or not so handyman or handy person in your house. We've got some great, great gifts that Jennifer's been digging through some very interesting resources.
We have a few giveaways too, so we'll have fun with that.
We do have a lot of the companies have participated in supplying us with gifts. That's fun. Okay, folks, when we get back, we'll get back to the lines right here at rosieonthehouse.com.